Then the assistant said, sir, is God going to be in charge of the Commonwealth of England after you reign? Cromwell said, yeah, I guess so. And then the assistant made the statement. The assistant said, sir, why don't you trust him now in the present moment? Dear friends, this king coming in, it's not a spectacle. He's God at all. Let's just review here for a moment. Is Jesus in charge of your past? What do you think? John chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made through him. Without him, not anything that was made was made. He's in charge of your past. How about your future? Revelation chapter 1, Jesus says, I am the first and the last. I am living, I was dead, I will live forevermore. In my hand I hold the keys to death and Hades. He's got your future. How about your present? How's that going? Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Is he your Lord? Yes, Thomas said, my Lord, my God. Is he your Savior? 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, we have testified and we have witnessed that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. Jesus is all those things for us. That gives us calm and peace. It's not just about being in the crowd. It's recognizing what he's about. And the donkey got it. And as I look out, I'm not going to say I see a bunch of donkeys. I mean that in the best sense. Wouldn't say that. Okay. What I'm saying is you have that perspective of the donkey. You know who's in charge. That's what brings us peace and tranquility. Now you're going to tell your friends, my pastor, he's crazy. He told me I was a donkey. Don't go to church there. No. Palm Sunday. Final thought. Palm Sunday allows us to think about the front door and the back door of the church. On Palm Sunday, lots of people passed through the front door. Everyone did. The whole world passed through the front door. Everyone believed in Jesus at that moment. But by the end of the week, they all had gone out the back door. Do you realize that that same cycle happens in every church, even in our own church? We're here. We focus on the front door. We invite people. We share. We're advertising digitally about this week and Easter, and we have people come in. And we would never think that any of us would walk out the back door of church, that would never happen. But it actually happens all the time. I see it as pastor. What can our church do to address the back door? For those who are active members of our church, how can we encourage Bible study, support for each other through support groups, Bible study, being here, being in a prayer group, so that no one would ever consider going out the back door? For our inactive members, we've got some. Every church does. What can our church do to connect, to encourage, to share that we miss them so that the back door is just not a thought for them? What about those people who have already walked out the back door? What should we do for them? Two answers. Not to shame and not to ignore them. How can we care for them? How can we encourage them to join another fellowship and be in the crowd to see Jesus? One thing we can't do is ignore the back door. It's in every church. I love, as I said in the start of my sermon, I love being a part of a crowd and being a part of an intense game. I don't know if you watched the Oregon-Creighton game last night. Boy, did any of you want that game to end? So it got to the end of the game. I was thinking, I hope this game goes to overtime. This is so awesome. And then it got to overtime, and I was thinking, I hope this game goes to double overtime. It got to double overtime. I was thinking, oh my goodness, how can Oregon get this to triple overtime? It didn't matter that it was what, like 9 o'clock at night and church was, I could have stayed there forever. Anyone relate to that? That's Palm Sunday. It's a crowd event that we want to last forever. Let it continue this week into Holy Week. Engage Monday, Thursday. Engage Good Friday. Be with the crowd on Easter Sunday. And guess what? This event, this crowd event, will last forever. Because Jesus is all those things. He's King. He's Lord. He's Savior. He's in charge of our past. He's in charge of our present. And He's in charge of our future. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.